I want this meeting to order. Let's see, we've got a roll call.
Randy Ziegler.
Juan Guerrero.
Tony.
Gary.
Mark.
Okay, we'll have a plan in a little bit, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Let's see, we have some additions, and I believe, and that will be discussed, the bar staff wage increase on that. Oh, we've got the fire and rescue minutes, we don't have those. Discuss bar staff wage increase. We will want to approve our Illinois Casualty Company renewal handout, approve a pension payment to the fire and rescue, discuss city staff wage increases, and approve the League of Minnesota Cities work comp premium. I believe that's all of the additions and deletions. So I need a motion.
Motion to accept the additions and deletions.
Yeah. Make a motion.
Okay, you can second that.
I'm second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, open forum. All right, nobody seems to be jumping at that, so we'll go to the consent agenda. And
I have a couple questions on the consent agenda. On the cash control under the 50 lake improvement, that $5,000, was that the payment for the ALS inspectors?
What page are you on?
Page 7, got the 50 lakes.
Oh, yep. That was a month's worth. Yep.
That was for paying per month. Is that what we pay per month for those?
Well, they had a wage increase last month, so.
But we're paying them directly. We're not paying the county or the county.
Nope. We pay them directly through payroll. And between the county's donation goes directly to FLIP, then they give it to us, if I remember correctly. All the wages are covered between the county and FLIP. It just filters through us.
And we added up to $5,000 for tacking the shoulders, and to do one side is only going to be $750. So, okay. And I made an attempt to contact the manager on, I don't know who was on that committee that's going to start looking into the foundation, but she never got back. Went for all the last month. And I want to make a motion to accept the consent or approve the agenda or consent agenda.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And we go on to new business and critical issues. Okay, we have a Crowing County land classification request on page 29 to 34.
Where does the road come in on the back of it? It's a lot. No, here's Lori and Randy's second house. They're the one that built this way back.
This is all Shepka's done in there.
And this is Bill Leeds, and this is all Shepka's done.
Oh, all right.
Well, Lori's a Shepka.
Yeah.
And she, that's the house she sold off. She's out front of the Roger Rhodes. Right here.
Okay. Yeah, that's Keel Creek then.
But I thought... Did you find that? That's the next parcel west?
Right here.
What's the status of that parcel? I thought that Crow Wing County also owned that. I thought that was already up for auction and didn't go anywhere.
I don't remember. They had, remember last year we had, they had a whole list of stuff that you had to approve. There was a few on Meyer. Yeah, it must not have sold. So basically what they're asking for is they have to have your approval.
Yeah, they have to change the jurisdiction on it to Forest Preservation. No Bethany, though.
What are you looking for? Classification on them?
Yeah, it has to change.
Residential or what?
Yeah, right now,
probably agriculture.
So you're approving it as non-conservation.
Yeah, I read that also, but I didn't understand what they're... I know in order for them to sell, they have to change the classification. It's not even under forest preservation on our deal.
Well, and their classifications are different than ours. So I think if you would just make a motion to say... you approve the classification and intended sale by the county board. Does that make sense? And if you want to say to non-conservation for the future sale of the tax forfeited land. And I see what you're saying, Mark, that you don't know what it's classified now.
Yeah.
And I don't either.
I thought it was under forest. Generally, all the county land they've come to us in the past has been forest preservation. We had to change it to rural residential, I believe.
But I'd have to look back.
I didn't even realize until just now that it's actually designated shoreline preservation.
But there's two different zones. Like, our zoning is totally different than the county. They have a totally different zoning, way of zoning is how I've understood it. So like your property tax statements you get, that's zoned totally different. This is just our jurisdiction and our zoning. And if you need clarification, maybe I could Google it, ask ChatGPT. Because I'm not explaining it correctly. That's how I've understood it all the years that I've owned property. Is their classification has nothing to do with the city's, how we zone our land.
What do you, is it because they want it to go in non-conservation? Is that what's sticking in, or what?
I don't understand. See, our classification, we're classifying as shoreline preservation. As you look, 26 acres of it is high ground. But most of that's all
swamp down along the lake and stuff.
That's what that.
Well, when it's sold, then that comes under our classifications. We have to classify it, or I'm not sure.
What's the question?
When it's sold, then it goes under our classifications, which it would fall into.
Then it would fall into, if someone comes in here and wants to do anything with their property, then it falls under our zoning classification.
Right, which ours would probably automatically go to a, I don't know,
Well, we should probably change ours, should it be developed? Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess the joint advisor can come to us and request a change. I just thought it funny that it was, it's not very important. And it used to be a no-brainer. We cut, it was underneath there, so forest preservation, we got changed for rural residential.
Right, it seems they're kind of changing the way they're doing things. Well, I think it amounts to, you know, if we approve it, then we just have definitely the zoning people classify it in the correct.
Accordingly.
Yeah.
So I'm making a motion that the county go ahead and change it to non-conservation crowd.
We have to change it to non-conservation, not the county.
Yes, the county is changing it. The county. We have to approve them changing it to non-conservation.
Gotcha. Okay.
For the sale of the tax forfeit land.
I second the motion.
Okay, I think we've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
And this is a good educational tool, so I am going to research this and then either report back next month or send you an email. Because I want you to understand, I'm not explaining it right, the different zoning through the county and through us.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
And please remind me.
Two different.
Yeah.
One thing that would surprise me is the parcel right next to it. Because that one is sitting unsold. So you have to try to sell the next one to it.
All right, now we have ordinance amendment 2025-2, off-site signage. 35-44.
First one, Andy, on the deletion, and the second one, what we're okaying.
Well, I think it changed just very. Oh, all right, wherever you see the red.
Right, there, yeah. Oh, then they've got lines through them.
Yeah, and then there's lines, things taken off of there, so. It's basically pretty much stating that there are no off-site signs shall be allowed for commercial land uses. Which, and hopefully, I mean, billboards and stuff like that.
Is that what we're trying to tackle? When I first read it, I thought, is this for lawn signs or what is this for?
Well,
after reading it in depth, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it, you come in across late, you got all them signs and stuff.
And I did touch on with the county as part of our conversation today as far as getting it. They don't hang deer crossing signs anymore. I was really considering getting one put on the end of 136. There's been a rash. I'll bet there's been no less than 7 deer killed on that road each weekend over the last 3 weekends.
Really?
Wow.
I've taken care of 3 of them myself, driving back in the woods to the north of the ditch, but just something to get people to slow down. The weekend traffic that shows up has just got their foot in it. And you probably live with that on Bouhay Road on the cut through people, but
all the time.
It's just, I mean, I watch the traffic during the week go by at a reasonable speed, and you can just tell on Friday night, Saturday, they drive by a lot faster. That's how you get more deer.
Well,
yeah.
Depending on what we're talking about here.
Well, the science.
We have this. Any discussion? Hold on. Talk about it, then can I get a motion?
I'll make a motion that we pass ordinance 2025-2. An ordinance amending the 50 Lakes Land Use Ordinance regarding Chapter 9 Performance Standards for 9.02 signs in the City of 50 Lakes, Crow Wing County, State of Minnesota.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This is the change of ordinance of what I was told that can't put the signs out there.
Okay, then we've got the splash pad and pickleball grand opening. And I guess we're gonna discuss this to when?
Yeah, I just thought maybe you'd wanna start discussing it. I know it's probably kinda hard because everything's not complete yet. Do you want to have everything complete before a grand opening? The second set of pickleball courts, all the landscaping in place, and do something a little, you know, bigger? Maybe in a couple of months?
How far out is Anderson Brothers?
I haven't heard back from Scott yet.
Personally, I'd like to have everything done. That's my opinion, and I'm open to others, but, you know, to have it, that to me says grand opening, you know.
Right, and you don't necessarily, grand opening's gonna occur at any time, but it would have to be the first day you open something.
Right, it could be later.
Yeah, we got 50 lake days coming up in the next 10 days, and if we can get it done by March, by the first of August, so by the end of August, we have something for the spot cut.
Might be another good something to get people into the cities, or into the city.
Okay, should we just then rediscuss it in July? The only holdup I see is the people who paint the pickleball court. I know they're behind, and I had two pickleball gurus from Cross Lake here today to give me some advice on things, and they're having 6 more courts installed, and when they called Lee, he had said, well, we've got you down for September, and they said, no, we need it earlier than that. So hopefully they honor us too, you know, they did our first set, they're awesome. I do know they're busy, but...
Were they notified that we would be doing sometime
so, yes.
In the summertime?
I believe Jess did right away. I mean, you know, we've been working with them on the bids, and then they were awarded the bid. You know, and I think I even told her to have them try to plan for July, because I figured Anderson Brothers would for sure be in and done.
Right.
And same thing with Oberg, because the fencing was done first before the painting, correct, last time? Or?
I think it was, yeah. I believe it was.
Yeah, that's
And they're the same days of hanging nets also.
Correct.
Painters, yeah.
Yeah. So that might be the only holdup, but...
Well, let's talk about it in July.
Okay.
You can make a decision then to see how far out the pickleball courts are, if they're even out at all.
Right. I'd like to bring this up in another month. It'd be a great idea.
Sounds good.
All right, then we have committee reports. Mark Bradley.
Crowley classification, we sorry did that. I'm sorry. Oh, Bruce from Sourcewell sign options. Yes, I'm not.
Oh, all right, yeah.
We're going to talk about calcium chloride. I had a long conversation with Brian from the county, and actually I re-listened his message. He didn't give his last name. But he was in Crowley County. Crowley County's not putting any chloride on the roads this year. It's more of a financial reason than an economic or environmental reason. And he says, no, chloride's not good for the environment. But they can't show until they need more information. So that was my one of my conversations. All that. Well, Sourcewell's going to give us, that's for the two-way road book.
I can't find it now. Just had a bid. So Sourcewell... when I was at a clerk's round table in Cross Lake, they reminded everyone that now the boost funds, which is up to $2,000, you can apply for that as well as matching funds and other grants before you couldn't. And so they said, think about it, there's $2,000. So I came back and I said to Jess, would you please write it? It's a super simple application and see if we could get a new sign paid for. We got it, the $2,000. So we just need to determine, and I'll try to find it here. She had a bid. From K&M Signs. Did I close it or what? and it was around $1,000. But my question to you is, there's been discussions. So the Welcome to 50 Lakes, established 1905, that was our original sign back in 2006. Okay. Then in 2020, the signs needed some attention. Then in 2020, council back then decided to, a council member wanted to redesign our sign. So that is what is on the right. Of which the one at the corner of Buhide and 1 got wiped out by a car last year. The whole sign, the poles, everything. My question to you is, do you want to continue with the new sign or the old sign? If you want mine and Jess's opinion, we'll tell you what.
I'll tell you my personal opinion. I like the old sign.
Oh, I like the old sign.
I agree. It ties in. It has the logo. People visually see that, and then with our city page and Facebook.
Well, it pops when you drive by this new one. Yeah, the newer one, it just kind of blends in. You don't see it, but I just need to find where that bit is.
The pictures are taken at different times of the year, too.
Definitely.
There's no green in the back of the
room. This was today. yeah, I don't know what happened to it. So do you guys want to discuss
well,
it?
Well, do you guys want, or Randy got any opinions on which one you care for? Right now we've got two for the old sign.
I like the old sign also.
All right, let's do a vote then. All in favor of the old sign, or we need a motion?
Yeah, to purchase up to $2,000, but I know it's not, it's like a...
But we'll need other stuff to go with it besides the sign too. We'll need them all.
True.
I'll make a motion to accept the bid for the old Welcome to 50 Lakes sign up to $2,000.
We're talking just the one sign. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I say that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion?
If we do it, like you put some extra money in there, let's go with bigger posts. Those are 4x4s, I believe. Those 6x6s, just a bit bolder.
Were the posts the problems, though, when the other ones were getting old? Were the posts the problems? It was the sign itself was starting to separate and stuff, wasn't it? So the posts actually weren't the problem, so maybe we don't need...
This one, I thought they got busted off.
That's because a car ran over them.
But would we be better off than a 4x4?
Oh, no, man, on that note, you're probably right.
Yeah.
4x4s would break off and somebody would kill
them. Exactly.
All right.
Well, and I would like to direct this project to our new maintenance supervisor.
We did not get introduced last one. Chester, step up, please. Chester Borntrigger, our new city maintenance supervisor, who's done a bang up job. Didn't even have to get told, he had it all seated and strawed before I called him almost.
We do have an open motion.
Oh, yeah. So on this sign, I'd like to vote, please. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There we go.
Thank you.
So are there 4x4s back there, or were they broken off? Are you aware of
them? No. Today's the first I heard about it. I don't know where the old sign is. Is it still laying out there?
I think it probably went to the dump.
I haven't checked it out. I haven't done anything about it until I heard about it today. So.
I don't think there's any reason to keep it.
Mm-hmm. But you're right. The old sign... The paint was flaking and peeling all across, both top and bottom was coming apart. It was starting to look pretty ragged, where the new sign, I mean, the old style was lasting, working better than the new style. Then we switched back to the old style and get it painted properly, we probably have better results.
Okay, I'm sorry. Here it is. It was in an email. It looks like 1,200. And they do, it's acrylic now. So it should last a lot longer.
Yeah. I think it was made out of metal, not wood, but the paint was peeling on it. And maybe it was wood too. I guess I didn't check the backside of it, but I know the paint was peeling on the front. That I seen months or two ago before it got wiped out. Or maybe the one, that was the one over on one out here, across lake, is peeling.
The new one?
Yeah.
Oh, the one on the right?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's replaced too. They've all been replaced.
Okay.
Yeah. The only thing I do want to point out is when I went to Bethany regarding putting this back up with our sign ordinance, there, it's a little gray area there.
Maybe they need to clean that up. Maybe they should clean that up a little and send us some cleaned up version so that the city should be able to put signs.
Yeah, there was just, it was discussions on who owns the property and if we have permission from them. Is it in the road right away? Because if it is, then, boy, did she say we should be asking the county. So she's gone Friday, but maybe we should visit with her. Make sure we do it the right way.
I guess one thing I'd look into would be we're grandfathered in. Our sign was on a certain size prior to the ordinance. So.
Yeah, just an FYI.
Chester, you got anything for us tonight? Would you spend money on this month?
not much yet.
You did fix the blade and you fixed the broken here on a Saturday.
Water heater still got a bypass that hasn't, the new one hasn't showed up yet.
Still waiting on a part there.
Put in the water here.
Yeah, it's sitting in front of your mailbox.
Oh, it is here.
Yeah. Sorry.
I stole a part off of my unit at home and put it on here to put the gons up. When it gets much warmer, I need my part back, so.
The tractor's fixed? Because last month when at the meeting, he got stranded.
I know he's been working on the water park today for a while. Him and I were out there, and it seems how we got a little tweaking to do on that. So. Mm-hmm.
Get some of the valves under control and everything lined up. I talked to Steve. He did call me about an hour ago this afternoon and said he'd have his son stop by and we'll go through that freak drive and make sure we get. Today, I think it got it down under 40, but then the next thing I know is up to 48 again, PSI. And they're saying they wanted around 40 PSI. So
I think that Josh had some more information.
Make sure the freight drive is down and locked in at 48 PSI. And then adjust the valves on the wrist for the pressure we need on, because once we bring the weld on, the valve's got to, the pressure's got to come back up on the spur heads. But that's just to adjust the valves to get the flow where we need it. I don't really have anything else. I need a new set of steer tires for the pickup. I've got three quotes from them. It's going to be around $500 to $650. It depends which way to go there for.
Did you get quotes on tires? I forgot about the tires.
Yeah. Ringer was $625 and Pine River was $575 and the other guy had $550, but it was a cheaper tire. So the Pine River, the Firestone was probably the best option we got right now.
And that was the middle of the road price?
Yeah. For all terrain forward drive tires, for the steer tires. They're not recaps, they're new.
The versions. We need a vote on that for him to get tires?
Mm-hmm. No, that's under
his top.
The only other thing we got done this week was the boiler in the community center is all hooked up and finished and done. Did a real nice job, looks professional, looks good.
So. Did we gain much floor space?
Not much floor space. It's hanging on the wall. There's nothing on the floor.
Yeah, I'll have a share room that's empty now.
Nice.
So they did put that glycol on there too. So, Chester and I had a talk about that. And I said on the tank, we probably want to write exactly what we're using and have a gallon or whatever set max.
Probably about a 3 gallon tank that already hooked in and ready to go, full, in case the system gets overloaded, it'll fill itself right back up. It's a closed system, it's not hooked to tap water or anything, you know.
Right.
So that should need to add too much, hopefully. If we do,
no. As long as there's no leak, we shouldn't have to add for years.
Right.
Well, it's been a pleasure having him on board, tell you that. Emily would agree.
Thank you, Chester, very much.
Okay, then it comes to liquor store. Davenport, UPNL. And I guess we'll get Emily up here.
P&L first.
Okay, P&L. So, we're looking at for the month of May. The profit is $9,499. It's at 11.8%. That is there. So there was some gambling funds from the fire department, I believe, of $2,600. So if that was included on this, it would have been even more. It is up from, so last year in May. Memorial Weekend was really successful. There was a total sales from Tuesday through Sunday of $27,000. And that's over $6,000 from last year. And then looking, I believe when Ann and I were discussing it, that the P&L was double up from what it was last year.
Year to date.
So, I definitely have gotten a lot of feedback. I think that attributes to having a great team and staff on, as well as paying attention to our prices, and I'll get to that on that kind of handout I gave you.
One thing, if I may, Randy just asked, and so I apologize for this. So your P&L will change. I did not include insurance and depreciation expense. So that'll take a hit.
So I'm gonna let that.
Yeah. But as she said, Lori had put the check for rent in the black cabinet, and I wasn't in there to put mail in there, so I didn't see it. And so it came in after. So that's an additional $2,600 that would have been on the P&L. And if you have any questions.
Yeah.
On it.
Yeah, P&L's still kind of tough. I'm still learning. But it definitely looks like to me that there's been improvement and increasing those sales. So.
that. Did anyone have any questions on the P&L? I'll try to answer. So then just looking for struggling when I'm doing tills that I don't have enough change, especially on our busy weekends. So for this summer, just looking to increase the funds of the bank that we have to about $800 so that it would be $2,000. So we have a bank of $2,000 in the safe. A lot of the times, especially over the weekend, I'm in there and it's just depleted. There's no way for me to make new tills Monday morning. I have to, you know, like have the girls go to the bank, you know, so we're moving through money. We're making sales.
With this right now, how much do we have in there? What is your bank?
$1,200,
and you want to move it to
$2,000. So I have more ones and fives and quarters and stuff like that available. And I was going through like asking my staff, hey, if you guys bring your ones in, you know, like we need ones and stuff like that. So it makes it a little difficult.
Well, also on that, we do need a motion.
I'll make a motion to borrow and go bring their bank up to $2,000.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Okay, thank you. One of the things we want to discuss is giving your approval to discontinue lottery services. It does not seem to be making any money. In fact, it sounds like we're losing money on it. It sounds like it used to be a bigger thing with some previous staff that, you know, purchased lottery, but it's just not doing the sales like it should be to be worth it to keep.
Do you have some numbers for us?
Yeah.
So what it used to make, what it's making now, what it's still not doing?
Yeah, so we had Jordan come in from Lottery Rep, and it was, I don't have the numbers, but it was, even he was like, yeah, you guys are like, you know, losing money on it because we're not selling. So unfortunately, don't have the numbers on that.
Well, you can't lose money on it because you pay for it, and then if you don't sell it, you send it back, and then you get reimbursed. You can't lose money on it.
Well, the last 2 months, we took in $369.87, and we dispersed $807.83.
In prizes?
In our checking account. The month before, we took in $149, and we dispersed $710.63.
Okay, but dispersed, that means that you paid out prizes, but the lottery pays for that. I mean, I understand it's not doing very well, but you don't lose money at the lottery. You get reimbursed for, when you pay out, I buy a $5 scratch off there, and it's a $100 winner. Okay, so you got $5, but now you're going to pay me $100, so now you're minus $95. But the lottery reimburses you that $95.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's also time consuming. It just, I guess, you know, I just want to let you know, just as far as like the monthly switching over and then training new staff, it's just kind of one more thing to, like, you know, it doesn't get used that often. So a lot of times people that have even been here for months are like, how did we find this? Or what are we, just because it gets used so seldom. And we're
going to
see something.
I can't remember now. I mean, if you're uncomfortable with it tonight and you want more information, we can certainly bring back more information. Emily came to me. Well, I said to her, oh my gosh. And Jess, I said, you know, my balance, I'm like, our credits, yeah, are bad.
And yes, focus our sales on, you know, what's actually making money rather than kind of just keep holding on to that. Not a lot of people stop. You just get that, you know, couple people here and there that will come in for $5, $10 scratch off or something. Then I would think, you know, the gas stations are more equipped and more popular for lottery.
And I kind of had reservations till, what's his name, Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan,
from the lottery, and he said it's not in my best interest to tell you, but it is. You're not doing well with your lottery anymore. And he said it's just the competition with, yes, your gas stations. So.
Well, I don't know if it's more of a pain than what it's worth. I can't see chasing after it. I mean, you know, if it's not bringing anybody in and it's just more work than it's worth, I don't see any reason for it.
Do you have any sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have any additional information that we can look at prior to saying yay or nay with this?
I can certainly bring back more. I can go back and see, you know, maybe do a synopsis of every year for the past 5 years if you want to see a trend.
Yeah.
We can put it off till next month if you'd like.
Sure.
Because you already got the tickets and everything in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then... Next.
Oh, but then, yeah, see, so then we'd have to order new games just, and all that. And we're sitting on so much inventory, and that's what he said, you know, the amount of inventory that we have. So they'd take it all back, they'd give us all the money for it.
It would give us more space on the counter in the office for more advertising of, you know, like anything that I can display up there, potentially putting another POS system in there for staff that are working on the patio.
People have an extra $10, they can buy full tabs.
Yeah. Well, and then you get the one random guy at the bar and bothers, you know, this bartenders to go over there and get him a quick pick. And technically, you're supposed to go over to off sale and purchase that, and it's just kind of seem, you know, it's to me, it's really a hassle. So
the sales is right like there.
The downward trend on it.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's your guys' decision.
Put it off till next month, or does anybody want to hold on it this month? Any interest in it? Anybody want to make a motion on it? Otherwise, we'll just keep it till next month.
Look at it next month. I'd like to see where that's going.
Okay. Before I get to the bar wages, just a couple things. I don't know if I had mentioned this last meeting, I have a larger ice box coming. I was told I was going to have it in 2 to 3 weeks when they talked to me a little over a month ago. But I did call it today because I want it before 50 Lakes Day. So I think I'd let you guys know it's a bigger box that will be outside, but it will not be obstructing anything, won't be over any of the shrubs or anything like that. They're telling me that per our history from Paul Bunyan, which Home City I just bought, is that they're needing to come here two, sometimes 3 times a week, and they just can't do that. So they want us to just have a larger inventory on site, which I'm all for. They would move our smaller one to the corner. And then during the winter months, we could, you know, we do not have to keep it supplied, or I think they were saying you just unplug it and leave it and then just have the smaller one, you know, around the corner available.
Okay, one thing I've noticed, this is unlocked.
Yeah. I had asked about that when I first started, and it sounded like to me it was the consensus was to leave it unlocked. So
people just help themselves. If I want ice and you're not open, I'm just going to get a bag of ice.
Yeah, it needs to be locked.
People help themselves too. If it's unlocked, people help themselves.
So it was right under the cameras too. But yeah, I was told to leave it unlocked. So, well, if we could get a new master lock and a bunch of keys made, and I know, like,
Well, can staff just open it in the morning and then lock it at night?
Well, yeah, that would be better, because then I know they're going to, like, if they're in the middle helping a full bar and someone comes in for a bag of ice, they're going to have to grab the keys, go out there, unlock it, wait for them to grab their ice.
I'm sorry, but you need to take into consideration that you need to be a customer service environment, so that's part of customer service, and it doesn't take 5 minutes to go and get a bag of ice. We can't try to be making the bartenders the job too easy.
I mean a lot. When I mean,
you know,
it's when you're not open.
Yeah.
You're closed and the ice machine is still open. I mean, people can just take ice and they
totally agree. Yeah, they just unlock it during the day and then make sure it gets, then update the closing checklist and stuff like that and make sure that that's on board with them.
So we get a bigger box.
Yeah.
They're going to charge us more for that?
No, it's at no cost to us.
Okay, great.
Yeah. The May beer of the month was my Busch Light. We sold 54 cases, so that did really well. And then I don't know if anybody talked about this, but just to let you guys know about the cooler doors in the liquor room. We had, what's the name of that company that came in? The heating and cooling?
Graham.
They did confirm that they were heated doors and that they were working. And the one guy, when we were in there, looked at it and he, one of the vents in the ceiling, the square vents in the ceiling was actually like pointing. So it was blowing the cold air at the doors. So he said he was going to switch it and, so it was blowing the opposite way of the doors. I haven't really noticed when I walk in there. I mean, granted, I'm not like checking throughout the day, but I haven't noticed much of any condensation.
It's usually July when it gets hotter.
Hopefully it's improving. So we'll keep an eye on that and then let them know. It had a little bit of fiasco with the kitchen printer. It was all on digital dining. But I sent our printer that we had in to be fixed, costing us $150 rather than getting a whole brand new one at $400. So I got an email today that it was fixed and being shipped back to us. And then I am holding off on a new credit card machine right now just because I can't get clear answers from digital dining on warranty and services. And it sounds like we're kind of working on credit card machine stuff with digital dining right now. So that would be like a future conversation and possibly like including changing POS systems. So going on to then tobacco and alcohol prices. So what I photocopied just notes that I had written down on that handout I gave you guys. This was, I had an opportunity to take a look at when I got a higher end liquor order. I took a look at what it was costing us, broke it down, and what we were actually selling it for, and that had been in the system. So your first column is what that bottle cost us, for instance, like the Dewars. The second column is the price that it was at, and the third column is the price that I've adjusted it to. The same goes for the things that I've been doing also with the drinks behind the bar. When I first started it, I rang up a Grey Goose martini for someone and it was $6. I was floored. So just little things like that I've been catching and fixing and making sure that we're making money and not losing money on products and items that we sell. We were actually under legal low on tobacco too. After I found out how bad the liquor was, and I'm looking into more and more of everything else. So it did have to raise the tobacco prices. It's not like we're making I can't tell you the percentage profit, but it's just above legal low that I have them priced at. So it seems that the summertime months when I'm doing the dailies that we do move through a lot of tobacco products in the summer, so that's good. So I was able to accurately get that, and then I have it priced out in the liquor store on a lighted board. I did that today.
So for instance, the Bailey's, your current price at $41.99 is below the state's recommended low?
No, sorry, the legal low was referring to tobacco.
Okay.
And then for instance, the Bailey's. So when I actually was able to look at it and break it down, it cost us $34.77 per bottle, but we only had it on the shelf for $41.99. That was under the 30% markup.
Where's that relating to like bar stock? The cost compared to them? I'm just wondering.
I don't know. I don't go, like, I haven't gotten done that. I know Barstock is much larger, so they probably, all of their prices are probably cheaper than ours. But when I started here, I was given a markup list of 33% to 35%, and I do everything at 33%. It's like when we kind of looked at how expensive our domestic cases of beer were, and we weren't moving any inventory because we were way too high. And then, you know, we adjusted those prices and we're moving very well on that stuff.
I can say on one item, Barstock sells Dark Horse Wine Cabaret for $9.99 unless it's on sale, and we have it here now at
$9.99.
Oh, yeah. So, and that is my wine of choice.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law's, and so she got it in and it goes.
It's moving. I go through a lot of
Dark Horse. Thank you, Lori.
I do want to say too that the case pricing on the beer
was huge.
And yes, we pay a lot, but as the reps have said and we discussed in detail, is we want to get people in the door to shop.
Yeah.
So, you know, to only make a dollar or two on that case of beer, we're still making money, but at least we're competitive. Our sales were stale for quite a while. And so now it is nice. I know people are commenting and coming here more because they can come in. Like now, right now it's Grain Belt, the fishing, yeah. You know, $21.99. That's a pretty good price on a case of Grain Belt Premium.
And we had thank you for helping explain that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I started, there was, a 24-pack of McGolden, you paid $30 for.
Yes.
It was like $27.99 plus tax. I mean, that's, you know, outrageous. So that was a big dive that just kind of helped me. And then, yes, with my beer of the month, this month is premium, and, you know, you get discounted cases, so you can make a sale on it. You're still making money on it.
I think the only comment I have on that is, in time, as you're watching this, if something's not going, we might want to adjust our pricing on it, possibly, you know. Because, like, right there, we're even a bar stock, but some of this, if you know, for some reason, it just stops selling,
yeah,
we might want to look into the reason why, and I think we'd find that it's maybe high, and it'd be nice to keep to your margin, but in order to move it, we might have to adjust something.
And
we'll
kind
of keep an eye on it, I think.
Right, and I agree with that, and I know we are kind of like a convenient place for people, the campers and stuff. However, people aren't going to bat an eye for, they're probably going to need gas and all that. I'm going to go into Barstock anyways. But if, you know, they're stopping here and they're like, oh, the prices are the same or whatever.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
I'll just get a sense of here.
So, you know, still a work in progress. It's definitely to get through everything. It takes time. Waive the wages. So on the second page, I did a little bit of research, and I called around to the Ringer Muni, Longfield Muni, and Isle Muni. I spoke to the managers there, and these were some numbers that they gave me. They, you know, and it says, I don't think I gave myself a copy with all the details on it, but if you take a look at what they're paying their employees as a muni, and then some of them don't even, most of them don't have like liquor stores attached. I don't have my sheet, but you know, they don't have, thank you. So, you know, take a look at Reamer. I mean, they just have an auto fryer that sits behind the bar. They don't have any other offerings. They have liquor store, but it's not attached. Along the Muni, they don't offer any food. They actually have a pull tab booth with separate staff, and a liquor store is a whole different building.
And they always, we eat when we go to Longville. They have food. We eat there. Unless they've changed. I haven't been there this year.
Oh, they didn't say that they had food.
They always do.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I've been in their kitchen.
Yeah, okay. That could be miscommunication, but, you know, just, I mean, looking at no liquor store and then having actually someone separate to do their pull tabs for them. And then the aisle muni, they do have some food, and they do have a liquor store attached. She said she did have an auto fryer. She got rid of it because it was a smell, and I had to laugh. I was like, that's our problem too, but it's obviously not something I would want to get rid of. You know, like the deep fryer, but we just need to work on the venting. And then Log Cabin Bar, they have the ones giving the inspiration on the Insta Burger. So they just have an Insta Burger and a pizza oven, but they don't offer anything, you know, above a burger and a deep fried option. They do not have a liquor store. So it was just wanting, it was nice to see where we're at as compared to people that are really not that far away. And we have a really great staff here. So, you know, it's hard. And it's different from what you're seeing on the other side of the bar. But, you know, when they're cooking and they're making, you know, great food, running the liquor store, pull tabs, serving, you know, trying to get them to serve outside. It was just a little thinly stretched, but, yeah, so then.
I'm sorry, let me ask you something. How much are we paying to our bartenders here?
I gave you a sheet.
So we're at minimum wage of $11.13 an hour.
No?
I didn't see one in here.
Right.
Yeah, there should be more.
No, it was added.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
I'm curious about their job descriptions for their lead bartender. Are they pretty much the same? What do they require for their, you know, different units for their?
I just asked about wages. I didn't ask about duties and responsibility, but I think that's kind of like picking it apart a little bit. You know, I think about what do you have to, you know, it's a bar, but like, what do you have to offer and what more? It's so much different than just working at a bar where you go in and make drinks, you know? So.
We need to take on consideration too, how much money you're making to offer more money to employees. Because if you don't make enough money to support that, how are you going to make it?
Right. No, that's impressive. Right. So I think what she and I had discussed today was she'd like to bump up the starting wage to $12.50 instead of minimum. And then to bump up her existing bartenders $2 and Kim $2. And I made it very clear, yes, they have to sustain this then.
And I think it'll definitely be a conversation with my staff as far as like the expectations. We know they do a lot, but we also want to recognize that. And I think for my 24 years experience of serving in bartending, coming in here and telling me you have to cook, and then just at minimum wage, I would be a little like, and then calling around and talking to the other, especially municipals, I was kind of shocked to see the difference, because I believe we offer much more than they do, so.
How many hours a week do you schedule?
Kim does scheduling.
Hours?
I guess it all varies, especially if people are needing to pick up.
You mean total hours for the whole week?
Staff?
Yeah, so based on $1.37 an hour difference between $11.13 and $12.50, if she's logging out 80 hours of that for all employees, not just one particular employee. How many hours are you scheduling a week?
We'd have to go
look
at that. I mean, we could figure it out.
I mean, it's from 9 a.m. till
1 a.m.
It just depends on the day, if there's one or two or three or four.
So I should take that $1.37 an hour, multiply it by 16 hours a day times 7 days a week, and that's going to tell me how many hours you're scheduling right now, and that's going to tell me how much, that's going to be an inflated number of how much it's costing you your bottom line.
I think this all started because she was asked to research to see what local bartenders are making by Gary.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I want to make sure we're in the ballpark. Yeah.
And if you want us to do more, we certainly can.
Well, I'm just wondering how this is going to affect the bottom line.
Right.
Like I said, if you take $1.37 an hour times 80 hours,
and
that's only another $110 a month.
But then there's, you got to have that by however many people. That's one person, correct?
Well, I did 80 hours, figuring she's doing two people.
Oh, all right.
80 hours a week. So at $110 more, it's a no-brainer to give another $1.37, so it costs less than $110.
You got a point there.
And I want you to look at it as just that our staff is the face of the bar. They're making you money. It's, yes, products you have, but, you know, you want to take care of your staff.
And
I guess I don't know how I know.
I know what you're saying, and I agree 100%. They're doing a bang-up job. I'm just trying to justify it for you.
Right.
And at $110, if you're scheduling out 80 hours a week, which you're probably not, you're probably doing 7 days a week at 10. It's still, for the measly 110 bucks, or say it's 150 bucks, it's almost a no-brainer to give.
Well, and if you give Kim a $2 extra an hour, it's going to be $64 a week because she averages about 32 hours.
So 2 times 32 is $64 a week.
A week. So, and then you take into consideration the $12.50 is just for your new staff, the three new hires. But what she's saying is to bring up the other staff to $13.13.
Which is roughly 17%.
Okay, I'm looking at the salaries and benefits. So if you take the, just take May, we just got done with May, in 25, this year was $19,572, and in May of 24, it was $16,989, a difference of only $2,500 for the month, a little bit more. But that's over and above what it was last year. And also, if you look at April, there's $4,000 that we paid more this year in wages than we did last year, almost $4,000. March was this year was 17, and March last year was 14 something. So we're already paying out much more in wages per month.
But we are making more money.
Well, part of that, Tony, is the administrative, so I can explain that. Is when we took over the bar, Jess and I and Kim, okay, and we got pay increases, I made sure the bar was paying that, okay? So then when I changed it, it didn't reflect exactly what we were doing for the bar. So the increase, if you look, is in the administrative more so. So just we weren't billing the bar appropriately. So when I put it back, I put it the same. So the bar is paying 20% of Jessica and my wages.
Okay, I do see that.
Yes, because it wasn't enough for the amount of work, and I've been hearing that for a couple of years.
But are you guys still doing the work? Are you guys still?
I mean, if you look at it, you know, 20% of my time, I pay all the bills. I do that probably. Jess, I would say she's probably right at the 20% as well.
They offer me an incredible amount of support anytime I need it. So it kind of see yourselves as a team here, which is really helpful. And I think that's been helping contribute to the success.
And as I spoke with Gary, you know, regarding Jess's hours for the bar and what she's doing and stuff, and we had talked, well, just so, and if you want, you know, us to do any tracking or anything, we certainly can, but he just said, just so the bar's paying what they need to pay for what she's doing. Because we hadn't lined that up for a long, long time. And it has been a subject for a long time regarding how much the office does for the bar. And with that, look at your maintenance wage. Not near enough. For everything he does as well.
So on that note, should Chester be tracking more of his...
You know, he has been, I just haven't looked at it.
Daily, I put out on the sheet how many hours I put the park or bar or roads that you can total up at the end of the month.
Yeah, so if you would like that work done as well, so the bar is paid there.
Taking that time, okay. I would like to see that roll forward.
Perfect.
Yeah, that would be interesting to look at.
Other levels of
roll. So I apologize, I should have told you about the administrative, but it was just like, it should just be 20%, most definitely. So then, of course, that increases your FICA, your PARA.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what does everybody think about this?
I believe we need to get some more information to figure out something, because the problem, the way I see it is, there's no problem to give up money to employees, but we need to take into consideration winter time. We need to take into consideration the hours we're opening right now. When you break out the money you make every month, on the hours you have this pay running, I mean, it looks like you're making some money, but it's not enough to support giving a raise, in my opinion.
What, okay, then what, because we can certainly do that, what would you like to see so we know full?
Well, this is nice, but it's just lead bartenders. What do they pay their bartenders?
It says bartenders. After
the bartenders.
Bartenders. Oh, geez, read the rest of it.
Did Reamer pay $15.65 to the bartender? But Reamer has no other competition anymore.
I heard that. That's so sad.
That's if you want a cocktail on Reamer, they got you.
That's where
you want a cocktail on 50 Lakes, they got you too. But Reamer doesn't have any competition for a lot of miles. 12 or 15 miles. 13 or 12.
Okay. How about this? Would you still be apprehensive if we just gave our staff the raises that they deserve and cut the cleaning services?
Give raises as
well, they won't be
and then come back.
How is that going to work though? Who's going to have a lot of
resentment
with the cleaning?
Oh, I'm not worried about that, but that's... $300 a weekend,
300
times 4.
So. Well, last month he spent 13 and I just paid it again. I think it was 16.
But really, we're already doing that on the days they're not here. I hate to see the apprehension of wanting to make sure that you're taking care of your employees. And that especially, I mean, I kind of ran into this one.
I'm just trying to help you justify it all the way down to the bottom line.
Yeah, that
because
totally makes sense.
As a city overall, it's not our money.
Yeah.
So we have to try to help the public watch their money. And I just, and that, it, to me, it makes sense to give them their raises at $1.37 and even came up $2.50. So what's it going to cost us?
Well, if you want those numbers, then I say I work on it, we bring it back and tell staff you're working diligently.
And we could retro that raise then. If we let it go till next month, we could retro it back to the 1st of June.
It's kind of a county nightmare.
Carrie would do an comprehensive careless.
Just pretend you didn't say that.
Ann doesn't even have to say it, Carrie's bad, Rich.
All right, at the look I just got. Really said a lot.
Okay,
And then, in the meantime, she's been working on reviews, so maybe she'll finish those reviews, talk to her staff, and see. Would you like to move, though, on your minimum wage? That is kind of embarrassing when someone calls and you say it's 11:13.
So basically all of bartenders, the 11:13 ones.
Yes.
I would like to move that.
To at least 12 or 12:50?
I would definitely like to move up something.
Because at least they get that this time. Then we can come back and maybe there'll be more. So you could do the 12 or 12:50. I think that's more than reasonable.
Kick it off to 12:50.
I think that's really reasonable. Yeah, and then, you know, we still need to do a review for Kim. And, and then the people that have been here longer than 6 months. So yes. I think that would be really reasonable.
I would be willing to move that minimum up to 12:50.
Yeah, and that's going to base my numbers off. And that was minimal.
Right. And then if we track things out and if it, we could, let's continue to track that. And if it changes and it looks good, let's maybe bring it up again. But I'd be willing to go to 12:50 for all of the minimum wage people.
So then just need an approval from you guys with the new hires and then, right?
First a motion to increase all minimum wage bartenders to 12:50.
Yeah, I'll make that, yeah. We got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you guys, really appreciate that. Just two more things real quick, sorry I didn't do the longest one talking here. I just have two questions for the council. One of the things I was thinking today, if someone comes over from the splash pad and wants a drink, and they want to bring it back over there, what are the rules? Because technically, if they're going to, you know, it's...
I think we're making rules, if I'm not mistaken, from the park saying no drinks on the splash pad, but you can drink in the pavilion.
Okay, what is our dram shop going to do with that? Because the dram shop says no go cups or whatever. They don't, you know.
Yeah,
I think, but they're staying on city property. It's like, it's, you know, all our property's contiguous. So even if they buy a drink and take it out of the patio, if buy a drink and take it to the pavilion, is there a difference? I can certainly ask, but I've seen pickleball players come over and get drinks to go and take them back over.
So they're already doing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, would you check with the draft shop, please?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just thought about today. I was like, ooh, that's a good question. And then one more question was unpaid tax. I would like to know what the council would like to do. you know, the expectations are that everybody gets a card to prior authorize a cab, unless it's someone we know regularly comes in every day, if it's not every other day. I heard by state law I cannot make them pay for it, which I kind of think is, you know, that would be super sad too. But what would you guys like to do with any unpaid tabs?
So if from a stranger you take my card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the expectations are, but sometimes it doesn't always happen. You know, especially it maybe someone that you've seen in here once before, or. A lot of the times, you know, like I'll ask him, you know, any of these people, she'll be like, oh, I know these. Oh, yeah, I know them. You know, I mean, it was campground people one weekend, and we held on to the tab, and we hold on to it. You know, it was this one campground lady, and she's like, oh, I know her, she'll be back. And she was, and she came back and paid the tab. And then I've seen it happen where people follow up. But in instances where we can't, we don't follow up, we can't find those people.
Why, in the past, it sounds like right now all you're getting is just a first name or what have you.
Well, so the expectations are to get a card or first name, last initial, you know, if you know that.
Yeah,
you
need to swipe a credit card. don't have to run it through, but at least you have the information.
Yeah.
By chance that they, somebody.
Right.
Which.
Yes, was there, which is expectation. I've been on the wall too.
But that's what I see. That would stop any of this from happening because we can always go back to that card.
Right, you can close it out.
Close it out.
Yep, and then I do have a post-it where if someone does, it's closed out with 20% gratuity. But in instances where maybe they're too busy, maybe something, who knows, it's still happening. I do need to know what you guys would like.
I don't think they need to take that minute and swipe that card.
Yeah,
that's no matter how busy you are, this is our bread and butter, and if we're not getting it, there's no sense in anybody selling a drink, you know.
Yeah.
They've got to take the minute to do it.
And I look at tabs like, okay, so I come in and I order from you, Emily, and you make my drink and you put it in there as Tony. And I come up later, and it's a new bartender or something, and in a different till. If it's a card, it would link it together, but they could have a Tony there. So is it going to, do the tills?
It's linked no matter what.
It is, okay.
Yeah. I just want to point out, though, on the other flip side of this, my husband and I went to the Village last night. No name asked, no requirement of a card. Do you want to start a tab? Sure. Of course we paid it. Then same at the Pickle Dune. Nobody asked.
Do they know him?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah, there's no. There's, I think maybe I've had Roxy ask us at the log one time for a card. I think she was just being herself. But yeah, I never, even when I was new up here in the area, I never was asked to swipe a card.
Are you
and
asked?
Not,
you know, we had an issue here one time where we swiped the card, and then we paid cash, and we got charged on the card and paid the cash. So we will not ever give a card again. And so we were in Zorba's probably last year, and they asked us for a card. And I said, no, we'll pay them right now. And then the guy was like, well, you're sitting at the bar, it's okay, I'll just give you a tab. Because I never will swipe a card.
And sitting at the bar is different too than sitting at tables. I mean, if you go in and you sit down and eat and you order, that server bartender is not gonna, 9 times out of 10, not gonna make you prior authorize a card. You know, they get those people sitting at tables. So it's still gonna happen, even though it is required or requested of the staff. 2 swipe cards, but it's still going to happen sometimes. I just would like to know.
You know, here's an idea. Reach out to your people again, your other munis, and ask them what they do.
Okay.
If they, is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
If that's, even Paul, you know, you've got your connection now with Paul at MMBA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ask him if it's legal.
Okay.
If you can require him to pay it, let's do it.
The staff? Yeah, I don't think it is, but it's just kind of like you work at a gas station and let's say you drop a 2-liter or something breaks or you drop a pizza you're in construction and a window breaks or you cut the wrong board. Did you ever have to pay for it?
Many times.
Really?
And usually on Sunday.
Because it was your company, right?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Because it was your company though, right?
Well, yeah, but if it was intentionally,
right.
Against what I said, then they're going to pay for it.
Yeah, I guess I just
went against thinking, orders.
Like, I'm not trying to like make an excuse for this. I just, first of all, want to know what's legal, and then, you know, there's overhead for a reason. Sometimes it's just.
Do you want them to pay it? Your staff?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, I was getting the impression you did.
I did, but it happened to me, and I had to pay. And I was like, and then seeing, like, you know, there's one tab hanging on the wall for $40. And it's like, you know, they just come in. You know, I get it. You get busy, and some people they walk out on purpose. I just keep telling my staff, get cards, especially the new staff. They don't know the people. So if And then one of my new bartenders asked me for a card to swipe. Please just give it to
him.
I just Annabelle, I don't even know if it's the topic for conversation.
But it has to be somebody who uses a card. One thing we did not address was Kim.
Yeah.
You did $1.37 on her, but I also think she should get a buck and a half. And tell her there's room for more, but I would like to see you come back with a breakdown of cost per hour.
Okay. I think that's fair. You know, I think we need to look at giving her a raise also. I think she's doing great. She's a lot of help to me.
Who's that?
My only Kim, my lead bartender.
Yeah, I think right now Mark is asking that we give $1.50 more to Kim also. I know we've kind of passed point, but
yeah, you
we're going to kind of revisit it right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that would be great, and it would kind of give us more time.
And tell Kim there's room for more, but I'd like to see the breakdown of what your cost per hour schedule.
Yeah.
So right now, I think Mark is asking for $1.50, and we'll do a vote on that for Kim.
Are you making a motion for that?
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
And we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Wonderful. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Anything else? Oh, yeah. And then, approval for hiring of Dale Matthews, Tracy Renninga, and Jacob Ellsbury as part-time bartenders at $12.50 per hour.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then Tracy hasn't started yet, but Dale and Jacob... Great. Dale's brand new, never bartended before, picking up amazing. Jacob's got experience and he just jumped right in last night. So,
did you want to do Karin too?
We did Karin last.
No, we got
approval
of that. Or
yeah.
So then I need a motion to approve the hiring of Karin Anderson as a cook at $17 an hour.
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, guys.
May I ask who made the motion on the other three hires? Do you remember who motioned? I can listen to the tape on hiring Dale, Tracy, and Jacob. Did Mark?
That was Mark, I believe.
And Tony second?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, then we move on to approve Illinois Casualty Company renewal. We've got a handout.
And it's actually $500 cheaper than last year.
And what is this insurance for?
DRAM.
Oh, this is DRAM. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I need a motion.
I make a motion to pay $2,508 to Illinois Casualty for DRAM insurance.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we go to planning and zoning. That's Juan, which is actually me. I've kind of taken that on now. Being Juan is having, he works evenings and stuff, so until winter time, I'll kind of be doing that. And, we had a variance approval last meeting. And then they sent us an ordinance amendment that they would like to, which we've already accepted, that sign we voted on earlier. There's a stuff coming in. Things are getting busy. Any questions? All right, we'll move on. We'll go to Tony.
Okay, review the city rental agreement fees. $59.60.
The reason I threw that in there was because I feel like $25 is too cheap to rent the park pavilion.
I agree with that also.
What do you think is a fair price?
The thing is about the park pavilion, it's got to be, I think the park committee is working on some rules. You know, with a park pavilion, you don't get full access to the water park. That's still
public.
public, you know, so that's, we want to post that rule, I believe.
Oh, yeah, you want to make that clear.
Right, right. But still, you know, because of the location, all of the amenities over there, that I think should...
And the bathroom.
And the we have a bathroom there, so that's... I
don't think we need to raise it up until we provide more as far as the kitchenette. We've talked about adding the kitchenette things with the stainless steel sinks. Because all they're getting is a bathroom.
Well, when they've got the water park there and the playground and the pickleball courts, I mean, it's kind of like you've got the party, but you've got all the, you only have this area, but you do still have all of the amenities. Whereas this pavilion, I mean, you have close access to the liquor store. And,
I just thought it should be discussed. So
what was listed at, what, 25? Mm-hmm. I think 50 is more.
Mm-hmm. I kind of tend to lean with Randy.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion that we increase the rental of the pavilion from 25 to 50.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Juan's got a second on that, so all in favor?
That is the park, not the bar pavilion, the park pavilion.
The pavilion, yeah.
Just to be clear.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, before we get too far away from this plaque pad in the park, has water flowed out of the tube yet?
Yeah, what?
Has water flowed out into the...
When it comes out of there, it's full too. I went over there Saturday when Dan's lunch was over there, and it was coming out. It's all running that way. And as if you look at it, there's a little popple or something down in the bottom, about 30 feet away from where it comes out. I've kind of been using that as a bit of a benchmark. It sits in the bottom. When that party was going on, I went over there, and it was just starting to trickle up to that point. And Chester, I believe, said on Sunday he went there, and there was no standing water over there. So the ground's soaking it up at this point. I mean, we will hit a saturation.
I walked through the whole thing Sunday morning, and it was dry when I come out. My feet, I never got any water anywhere at all. All soaked up overnight.
You said when it was running full blast, it filled that 8-inch tube.
Yeah, it's coming all solid. Pretty solid.
But we're only feeding in it. It's like 4 inches of water feeding in, right? No, not even 2 inch.
Well, you've got two drains, 2 4-inch drains.
But you're feeding the water in from the well, it's only coming in at a 2-inch.
No, that comes in at 4-inch. From the well to the pavilion, it's 4-inch.
I'm just trying to look forward to see is that 8-inch pipe that we buried, is that going to be sufficient then?
I believe so, because it was running pretty hard. That was running full capacity, I'd say.
And we've adjusted some things because some things were running too hard, because you've got your little kid section and your big kid section. And like my little one-year-olds were walking over, and one of the big things was running the yellow spinner. It was running too hard.
It used a lot of water in
it
that
did.
Day.
And steady.
Yeah, and Chester and I today were over there looking at. We've got some adjusting we've got to do over there.
Mm-hmm. We're going to turn a lot of them way down. And
it's
going to be less water than you might think.
Yeah, and then they went to a cycle pattern.
Just sprinkle and not pour out.
Are you grasping the dialing it in? Is it all going pretty good, you think?
I mean, we're still working on it. It's still in progress.
Yeah, we had Brian out here this morning. It's going to take a little tweak, and I think Chester's going to be able to handle a lot of it. If it gets out of hand, we'll have to call him back in. And there's been a lot of things we've needed to tighten as we've gone here. Brian was in and tightened a lot of stuff this morning, and then an hour or two later when I was there with Chester, some of them were a little loose again. I don't know if it's the cold, and then you can screw it in tighter once it gets colder or what, but I think we need to do a little, we got a little work to do there. Try to get this figured out a little bit better, but I think we're heading in a good direction there.
How does it look as a maintenance issue?
Once it's set in, we're good for the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were.
Not that you have to adjust daily, but once you get a baseline, you're good to go. Like, yeah. I don't see much going across as a leaf blower and throw any grass or leaves or straw off of it, and it's good for today. So.
Yeah, I think we started with that well at 70 pounds, and we're trying to get it dialed down to under 40. That's what the gentleman from Water Park, Andrew was his name. He wanted
too much power?
Yeah, and Chester, I believe, has called into the Runyon, and I think you've already got a meeting kind of set up on that.
Steve, the well guy, we're going to tweak that freak drive a little more yet and bring it down to.
Right.
Can you mention anything about getting a hose bib on the top of that? Or?
I was going to tell you, too, Steve said that Josh, his son, will put one out on the well. Yeah. He has a
hydrant?
A hydrant. Not a hydrant, okay, but a bib, okay. You know. So that is something else that they are
wanting to launch at the well.
Yeah, and I think he's got some literature he wants to drop off. I spoke to Steve last week, and he's got some literature to drop off and get that hose bib on there. And then now Chester's got a call in, and he's got literature there that we need too. So, but like I said, we're started out at 70. Once we can get a control at 40 or less, that's when we need to make the adjustments to everything again. You know, because right now we're running higher pressure, we might have to turn some things up. But I told Chester I'd help him as much as I could, and he's got a good grip on everything that's going on over there. So,
if that's being pumped out at 4 inches, 4 inch pipe, could that be used for filling a water tender? Because that's almost what we're hoping.
That was the thought at first. He had it up to 75 PSI when we first started it.
Yeah.
I got the freak drive down to 50 now, and they want it down to 40. So trying to hook up a fire truck to it, it's going to take you forever to fill up when we're down to 40 PSI.
Okay. But how hard is it if we chose to an emergency operation to turn that back up to 70 and getting more gallons per minute? Is that well capable?
Yeah.
What I'm going for is could that well be capable in an emergency situation? Obviously, even with the park right now, it's an emergency situation. Could that be manipulated for more water pressure?
You know, the top of that cap over there at the well is
4 inches.
Probably 4 inches. It's got up, and that's where they're gonna. I shouldn't say it. That's where I would.
That's where they're gonna tap it. That's what you told me.
Yeah. So you know, it would have to be where we'd unscrew the hose bib and put on a 4-inch line and go into the building and jack up the pressure.
I'm just looking down.
Right.
We have possibilities in the future. Should we get a massive forest fire or something in this area where we need more water?
Right.
Is that an option?
I think it could be, but we need to figure out a procedure. We'd have to get an adapter for a hose that we can tap onto that, and so on and so forth. You know, I think it could be.
It could. Chester, I'm moving forward. Can you kind of quiz him on something like that if that could happen? And I'm not saying it's going to, but in the fire service, you practice for the worst and hope for the best. So
no, I'm
just looking down the line.
I agree. I think that would be enough.
Water potential.
I think it'd be a good idea, yeah. Okay, anything else?
No. Nope.
All right, we're going to move on to Randy.
Don't have a whole hell of a lot, but Jesse sent me some information, so not a report for last month, so that's a good thing. Didn't get any calls. Currently, Jess is working on trying to get some more grant funding for the turnout coats, the jackets, and then the bibs, and also the EMS bags. He's looking into that also. So, and then talked quite a bit about 50 Lakes Days, and fire department should be up and ready to roll. So It's not their first rodeo. So that's about it.
All right, and then we need to approve a pension payment of $24,626. So we're going to need a vote on that. Which we have a handout here. I think this is what we had already said we were going to donate to them.
We budgeted.
So
that one comes from the CPA, from the state.
Right.
So then we have to keep that.
But I think we need a motion.
I would motion that we pay the relief. 50 Lakes Fire Relief Association, $24,626 to their pension plan.
Second.
We have a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Stay.
All right. Moving on to purchasing and purse, or I'm sorry, Randy, are you down there?
Yeah. I'm just real sweet.
Thank you. Okay, we need to review the letter of agreement for purchasing the additional property. Do we?
I don't have it back yet, so no.
Okay, we'll put that off till another day.
Oh, cleanup day isn't in the packet, is it?
I did just get a text from Jody.
Okay.
And she says, it needs to go into another 501c3, like the fire department. We're referring to the foundation property.
Okay.
So it could be taken over by the fire department.
Could it be?
Well, that's not what Tom said, though.
I was going to say our attorney didn't say that.
He said to resurrect it.
And then we could take it over from them.
Yes.
According to Jody, it could only, because it is a 501c3, when they looked into it before, it could only go to another 501c3.
But that is now defunct, isn't it? That's no longer in existence?
Right.
Correct.
That's where Tom appears and said they had to resurrect it and get their status back, and then they can deal with disposing of it.
Yeah, I asked the question, can we donate the money to them? They resurrect it, we donate the money to them to pay their taxes, and then they could sign it over to the city, or maybe that would be it. I don't know if we could do that, or if it would be better if the fire department did it, but.
I don't know. Tom Pearson's kind of on that, or isn't he?
Well, what he said was we just need to get in contact with a couple of the people that were on the board, because then he would draw up the necessary paperwork to resurrect or do what's necessary to resurrect the 501c3 as the foundation. Once he does that, then they can sign it over to the city.
Because according to, I talked to
John
first, and he hadn't heard anything from anybody. Jody hadn't heard anything from anybody and just sent me this text that I had to go to 501c3, but with it being defunct, I don't think they have any say. I think it's going to end up as tax forfeit.
Then we're in competition, if you want.
Then we're in competition, then we have to bid to get it.
Yeah, I was hoping we could catch it before that happened, but that's the trail it takes, I guess we got to can't do nothing wrong. That's why I was hoping that we could maybe donate the money to get their taxes up to snuff, and then they could transfer it maybe to the...
Do we need an okay to have Tom start looking down there?
He's already there.
Jody or John contact them?
That's what he's looking for, is their contact information.
Can you get him?
Yes.
Their contact.
Yeah.
And tie those people.
I think it was left that you were gonna do it, but
I was.
Yeah. It's been a busy month for everybody, so could have been me, could have been you, but do it.
Do you want me to contact?
I just need. I think I have Jody's. I still have Jody's email, I'm sure, and phone number. I don't have an email for John. But I thought I have a phone number somewhere. What he really wanted was just emails for him. It was all he wanted. And he would then email them what he's looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, and start working on that. Because one thing I did learn is that now state statute has changed that when property goes into tax forfeiture, the county doesn't have the ability to just pick who they want to sell it to. They did before, but they don't. It has to go to public, out to the public. So they said if you can get this fixed without it going to tax forfeiture, that's what you want to do.
I think Tom's looking into all of that for us.
He is. Yep.
Okay, then we're on to cleanup. Dee and Emily?
Sorry, there was a flyer, it is September 20th, and they're asking if we would again join them for that. The county does have some funding that they're offering. If we don't take the coupons, they'll donate, or there's funding for $1,000. That the city of Emily has applied for. I said, can we as a city apply too? Carrie said, the county said, just try it. So we might actually get it all covered. I believe last year our portion was $800 maybe. And it's a wonderful program. Mm-hmm. It is. So I just need a motion to participate in Emily Cleanup Day.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
That is September 20th?
Yes.
Because I volunteered for that in the past. I think I have a wedding that day for some reason. But
I did it, yeah. Last year, the year before, too. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I got some fines.
That was over there with you. You got that landscape fabric.
Oh. Landscape fabric, yeah. Yeah, you guys were there.
I had my eyes on it, but he used it. Anyhow. Okay, now we're going to move on to discuss city staff wage increases.
Correct.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And I think Jessica, she'll be coming up for a review here rather soon. We're going to do it again. We had that review with her, and then we're going to do
yep.
it again.
Yep. Well, she's months. Yep. She has done everything in her review. There was some tasks to work on. She's doing an excellent job. Her support for me is great, really great. Yeah. So. She did get, her and I both got the 2.58 COLA. I would like to recommend a $1.46 increase for her. That would be an increase of $2 total with that 2.58. The City of Emily's clerk has been there 3 years. She's at 23. And so this would put Jess at, I think, 23 as well.
Yep.
Yeah, 2304. I think the City of Emily's clerk, she's a higher 23, and they get an automatic, their union, $1.25. They agreed upon a 3-year contract, $1.25 per year. She does not receive any benefits or vacation or sick.
That 2024 was a 3. That's what happened in 2024 for that new amount. What do you write? What is COLA this year?
COLA was 2.58, which we got. I mean,
so
Kim did, Emily did.
Was bigger than COLA.
Part, say that again?
So that 36.74 that you'd be at is considering the 2.58.
That includes that 2.58. So for Jess at the 21.58, if I were to give her the $1.46, that would put her at 23.04. I went through the budget. We budgeted 109,000 $500 for city staff wages. As the wages are now, we are at 97, so that it gives you about $12,000 to work with. Not saying you have to, I'm just saying your budget is fine for it. Because of course you increase the wage, then you increase the FICA and the para. So it's actually, I wrote it down. $3,300 for the, if I did the whole year, but it's not the whole year, it's only 7 months. As I said, she's learned a lot. She's doing very well. She's 2 years in it now. I am gonna start training her more too. I'm sorry. We talked today, she's gonna start sitting in. We gotta start budgeting next month. And the first culprit is him. to start working on budget with him, and I want her to sit with and start learning that process as well.
This month?
I don't think we'll. I don't know if we will.
Let's
this month's for sure. July.
Off after
yeah.
July
no, after. My head's ready to. So, it's just a warning.
I don't know. We've got a figure here for Jess. What about Ann?
Let's finish Jess. Then we'll
start. All right.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we increase Jessica Stanovich's wage to $2,304
per hour.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, now the big question.
No.
What is Annie asking?
You know, I don't know. I didn't think about it a whole lot till just this afternoon. I don't know, I calculated $1.46 too. It should be $38.20. Because then there's still room for growth, I feel.
Right.
I've been doing it 2 years.
Any discussion on that? I'd be fine with that, I believe.
It's hard to advocate for yourself.
I'll make the motion to increase Ann's salary to $38.20 per hour.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, thank you very much from Jessica that's and I.
Big numbers.
Yeah. All right, so we're past that. Now we need to approve the League of Minnesota Cities Work Comp Premium. That's a handout, which looks like about $8,500.
What has it been in the past?
That's pretty good, honestly. And it always depends on when we get our audit, too, you know, our wage audit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They base it off of what I submit from our previous wages. So.
Does the liquor store get charged for this and the fire department get charged for their portion?
Absolutely. Yep.
So I need a motion on a second, if I may, or a discussion, if you'd rather.
We've got that.
Yeah, there's really no squirming on that one.
I make a motion we pay the League of Minnesota Cities $8,513 for our insurance trust.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, any unfinished business? Knock it out of the world. Open forum. We have Lori.
Do you want to discuss at all about the gambling rent? We talked about this at our prior meeting.
And I brought it up earlier in the meeting.
You brought it up before the meeting.
Before the meeting.
Before the meeting, yeah.
But it wasn't added to the agenda. Can we discuss it?
That's up to you guys.
Well, let's talk about it.
Right now we're at 20%. Should I get it down to 15? So we can get back on our feet. Like I said, that $25,000 we just had to okay that Fox gave me our budget 6 months ago didn't used to have to happen. But more and more the state, and everybody's got their hand out. We actually have a payroll and so much expense anymore. We used to fund ourselves back when Karen ran this. The city never budgeted money for the fire department because we took care of ourselves. We give the money to the city, give it back to us for our and we just don't have that ability at this point. Like we've turned down several, I think, for example, our food shelf, we cut them $1,000 back from what we offered them the year before. Because we just don't have the money to give to the food shelves, to the camps.
We had people see the number. It would be nice if we could see it.
Well, and we were going to try and meet before this, and it's just so busy. but we've had even people, you know, who we want to donate $1,000, but we say, we can do $500 right now. Can you come back to us? Just because we're still cleaning up this mess with the taxes and everything. And we don't know what our fines are going to be, and we have to have that money if we're, you know, going to be fined for anything else. And so that's why we're trying to just be cautious.
But then once you guys get caught up with that, pull back up then again?
I think we can discuss it.
We'll discuss it at that point. That's why we're coming back to you now. I mean, it was partially up to us. Council has to approve it, but we're the ones that are okay to go to 20%.
Right.
And
you want to cut to
15. No, we want to cut it back for a while until we can get back on our feet.
You know, I don't want to put any undue stress on the fire department. No. They are such a great bunch. And I think we need to work together. And if that's, you know, like I said, with the thought that maybe once you guys get squared away, we can bring it back up if you guys are agreeable to that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, if you look at, I'll just throw out some numbers here. In the wintertime, we're paying our gambling staff to run horse races. We don't make any money. We actually lose money. We're paying for people to come to the bar. Granted, the bar is making money, but we're losing money. Meat raffles. All winter long, the whole month worth, and we lost money. Like, we are paying people to come and win meat and we come to the bar.
The meat raffle, though, man, you guys could make so much more money if I had more tickets.
I know now. I'm talking in the winter. We were here.
Yeah, but we could make a whole bunch more now, but would carry through.
I know, but like last night, this many didn't sell.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know.
Are we tracking that? Like we used to, Rich always used to send a text, we ran out of tickets.
We had horse races last night. I said meat raffle tickets. There's a stack like this that did not sell.
That isn't much. That's maybe 200 tickets max. No.
I think he printed 840 or something and, it was under 600 that was sold. 5 seconds.
But yeah, even like the Monday Memorial Weekend, I had 800 tickets. 4:30.
That's all? For Monday?
4:30. I just stood there for an hour.
So this is my first year seeing all these, but Andy has records and he's gone back and he said usually on Memorial Day it's not that busy. Which I would think that two people go home. But it was really busy. He changed up the meat. So like you said, we've got the now that $50 package. You said it was really nice steaks and shrimp and whatnot.
Yeah, that was really just pretty.
Yeah, but you know, I'm still waiting for him to confirm that that's going to be how it is for the summer, because then I want us to be talking about it. hey, there's bigger meat wrapper packages or whatever it may be. Because even I walked around, I came in last night, and I walked around and I talked with people that I know, and I said, well, what do you think of the new bigger meat package? They're like, what? What are you talking about? Like, don't you read your ticket? Well, they're so used to it being the same thing all the time.
So,
I made a big production, though, of the shrimp and the steaks and held it up so everybody could see it.
See, that's probably why it sold out. Yeah.
Let's kind of get back online so we can get out of here, please.
Okay, all right.
So do we need to vote on this? Would we like to call for a vote on this right now?
Well, the only thing is looking back, it's a resolution to establish said rent. So I don't know if I...
Do we need to make a resolution? Do we come back to this next month? I'm not sure.
And there's like a lease for lawful gambling activity. I mean, I don't want to jump into something without knowing fully. This was done in 2022, so it wasn't me.
Can we come back to this next month?
Yes.
And put it on the agenda?
Yeah, let's get it on the agenda.
Any other information you have?
Diligence on the whole process, and then let's bring it back.
Yeah, LG215, so maybe we can fill it out.
Okay. To make sure we're doing it right, I guess. Mm-hmm. So that...
I have one more thing.
We have one more thing.
Is there any way to get a swing set put in at the park? Is that ever been a conversation?
Yeah, multiple times.
Yeah.
Our little granddaughter came and she's like, oh, I want a swing. And we're like, there's no swings.
Yeah. No, it's in the works. We just have to wait till we complete everything and see if there's enough green space to put one in.
Perfect.
It's been a request multiple times.
Oh, yes, it's very popular.
I tried to bring
thank
it up
you
last year. I went a former maintenance person.
Right. Yeah, Chester, why don't you take care
of
it?
Yeah.
That's not fair enough. All right, I need a motion to adjourn, please.
Hey, motion to adjourn.
Second?
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.